In terms of future strategies, in terms of, let's just put adjuvant and metastatic, and let's just talk about systemic therapy to try to change the natural history or the treated history of this disease, what was the bottom line in terms of what this group came out? You know, what was their thought about where we ought to be heading right now to try to get some better answers?
Yeah, well, basically to use molecular medicine to rationally develop compounds that will target molecular pathways, known molecular pathways that are related to the tumorigenesis and progression of this disease. These are tools that we've only had for a couple of decades. Before that, it was totally empirical testing of cytotoxic agents. We're getting a better and better idea of the various pathways important in colorectal cancer, their intersections, how they interrelate. And the hope is that this knowledge from the molecular biology is going to translate into development of new approaches, perhaps stimulating apoptotic pathways. There's a great deal of interest there. Perhaps involving other pathways that haven't really been studied to any extent yet, such as the insulin growth factor receptor pathways, which are of great interest.
There you go with the diet thing again.
Yes, there you go. And that the future will be combining effective cytotoxic therapy, which we think is still here to stay for the foreseeable future, with interventions that are going to involve the molecular pathways within the cells with targeted therapies. We think the group thought that this was the most promising approach to developing improved therapy for advanced disease that would then subsequently be exploited in the adjuvant setting.
I'm curious if there is any discussion on what your take in general is. It may seem sort of like a simple question, but in terms of the biology and response to therapy of rectal cancer versus colon cancer, I mean, you think we kind of sort of feel like systemic therapy. I mean, there are different issues because you have radiation you have to consider, but I think in our brains we're thinking that these are kind of similar tissue. Do you think that's the case, and are you going to look at that genomically?
Absolutely. We'll look at it genomically. My impression is that they're very similar. And the clinical studies that have been done, the early clinical studies by Chuck Mortel in particular, I'm thinking, could not identify differences in response, at least to fluorinated pyrimidines, between colon cancer patients and rectal cancer patients. There are differences in the biology. The rectal tumors tend to be a bit more aggressive on the whole. They tend to recur locally to a greater extent. Whether that's a function of the differences in surgery, we don't know. So again, I think the real answer is going to come to characterizing the molecular profiles. And now we've already got over 700 specimens from protocol R04 where we can actually begin to examine these patients in detail.
That's going to be fascinating. When you think about sort of the subsets that evolve in breast cancer, you know, triple negative, triple positive, all these different kinds of subsets. I mean, if we get to that point, I guess what you'll see is maybe there will be a different fraction of the different subsets in rectal versus colon. What about the issue?
I agree.